美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目高中生活单元的高级课程。
Jeremy invited Heather to his party last weekend because she helped him cheat on his math homework. Today, Jeremy is talking with his friend Allison about some of the gossip people have been saying since the party.
Gossip? 八卦闲话？哎，我也想听听哎。
Hey, Allison, what's up? Did you have a good time at my party last weekend?
Oh yeah, it was totally awesome. Although I'm sorry to hear that you broke up with Karen. You guys were such a great couple.
What?I didn't break up with Karen. We're still dating. Why did you think we weren't together anymore?
What? Everyone is saying that you dumped Karen and are with Heather now.
That's a complete fabrication. You shouldn't believe hearsay like that.
Wow, 不知道 party 上发生了什么事。Allison 在说大家都在传 Jeremy dumped his girlfriend Karen, 甩掉了自己的女朋友 Karen, 和 Heather 成一对了。
Exactly. But what does Jeremy say?
他说啊，这些传言完全是 fabrication, 虚构的谎言。
That's right. You can also use fabricate as a verb. For example, Elliot forgot to do his homework, so he fabricated a story about his dog eating it.
Oh, fabricate 是动词，就是瞎编的意思。哎，对了 ,Professor, Jeremy 说 Allison 不该听信这种 hearsay,Hearsay 是谣传的意思吗?
Right. Now let's see where this rumor came from.
Where did you ever hear such a crazy rumor?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose I heard it through the grapevine.
Oh, come on, Allison. Tell me why people are saying that.
Well, you've never invited Heather to any of your parties before, and people have been seeing you two spending a lot of time together lately.
No, we haven't.
Sure.People in math class say that you all have been talking very quietly and secretly in the back of class. And then there were some people who overheard you spending a long time begging her to come to your party.
原来 Jeremy 以前从来没有邀请过 Heather 参加 party, 所以这次 Heather 一去,大家都觉得肯定是有什么特殊原因。
That's right. And why else have people started to think they're dating?
哦、oh, ，因为啊，大家看到 Jeremy 和 Heather 两个人老是在教室后面嘀嘀咕咕的，所以觉得啊，这两人八成是好上了。他们啊，哪里知道这两个人是在偷偷商量抄作业的事呢
？Right. Say, Winnie, have you ever heard of the grapevine before?
我知道 grapevine 就是口头消息的意思，所以 Allison 刚开始的时候说。他是从别人的口中听到 Jeremy 和 Heather 交往的消息的。
What? I didn't beg her. When I invited her, I just gave her some advice about what clothes to wear.
I don't know, Jeremy. Isn't that the kind of advice that a boyfriend usually gives? And what about your secret conversations in math class?
No, she was just giving me the answers to the math homework. Wait, I mean, she's my math tutor.
Your math tutor? I have to say, that sounds pretty fishy.Isn't tutoring the usual excuse people use when they start dating?
Come on, Allison, you have to believe me. This is all just a big misunderstanding.
尽管 Jeremy 费力地澄清，可是 Allison 并不相信他的话，觉得啊，他说的话很 fishy, 很可疑。
Right. You can call something fishy if it sounds suspicious or unbelievable.
It's really bad when people believe whatever they hear without asking for proof.
Well, you know, everybody just wants to be in the loop. And when the gossip is really good, everybody wants to tell their friends.
Do you think we could start a good rumor? Like, that I'm the smartest student in the school?
Sorry, buddy. Nobody is interested in good rumors. And that one definitely isn't believable if you need a math tutor.
Allison 说的对，人们啊，只喜欢传坏事，看别人的热闹。哎，不过 Professor, 什么叫To be in the loop.
Being in the loop is having the latest information.
Oh, to be in the loop 就是消息灵通。Professor Bowman, 下次啊，你想给我们 pop quiz 的时候，一定要 keep me in the loop, 好不好
？Nice try.
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，下次再见。